Our next story may be a boost to the unstoppable brand of Apple. We'd love to know what your reaction is to it at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can post a comment at thetakeaway.org. You may have noticed that Apple CEO Tim Cook is on his first trip to China. On Wednesday, he paid a visit to Foxconn, the giant Chinese factory manufactures Apple products, one of its largest suppliers. It's been widely criticized for labor law violations and human rights abuses. Cook's was not an ordinary visit, and it has made a lasting impression already. Apple has been auditing the factory. Yesterday, after a comprehensive inspection by the International Fair Labor Association, Foxconn announced it would reduce workers' hours and increase their wages. The move could have a significant effect on Chinese labor laws as well as the Apple brand, also on the cost of high-tech items here in the United States. Charles Duhigg is a business reporter for our partner, The New York Times, author of The Power of Habit. Charles wrote on this story in the paper. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So is there much precedent for a CEO making a visit like this to an international supplier, resetting the deck in some sense and possibly having an impact rippling across the entire nation's labor laws?
Well, a CEO visiting, absolutely, that happens all the time. And in fact, Tim Cook came up through Apple establishing a number of the international supply chains, of which Foxconn is an integral part. But what's really significant about this is that Foxconn has announced that they are going to completely overhaul essentially how people are paid and how many hours Chinese laborers work. And because Foxconn is China's largest private employer with 1.2 million employees and produces 40% of the electronics sold around the world, anything Foxconn does ripples not only through the entire Chinese economy, but through, in some sense, the international economy.
So it's I thought you were finished there, but it's so the personal relationship of Tim Cook and Foxconn has really produced an enormous change that could ripple across China.
Well, it's probably not the personal relationship. I mean, I think what it is that the Fair Labor Association, numerous other groups, the New York Times, other newspapers for years have been going in and have been writing about conditions within Foxconn factories. In fact, Apple since 2006 has been releasing its own reports documenting the fact that Foxconn and other factories are violating the law and Apple's code of conduct by asking employees to work more than is allowed.
You mentioned, though, that Tim Cook helped to set up the supply chain. I mean, I'm wondering if he has a particular clout here that other CEOs might not have, both in the electronics industry and, speaking on working conditions in China generally.
Well, I think Tim Cook has a clout because he's the head of Apple, right? I mean, Apple is the most valuable company in the world, publicly traded company in the world right now. And Apple is probably the most important overseas manufacturer because of the influence it can have. If you work for Apple, it's the stamp of quality that overseas factories just lust after. There's a huge amount of influence that Tim Cook has because of the role that Apple plays within sort of the international and national psyche right now.
Does this development this morning mean that Foxconn might be vulnerable in the sense that there would be other suppliers around the world who are raising their hands now saying they could undercut what Foxconn does in terms of price because of differing labor costs now in China and other places, perhaps in Southeast Asia? What does it say for Apple's brand right now?
Absolutely, there are other suppliers that are going to try and compete with Foxconn by undercutting their price. But the other dynamic that's happening is the Chinese labor markets are tightening up significantly. I mean, the Chinese economy is going through this incredibly fast-paced change right now, where we saw a period when laborers were essentially, cogs in a machine, and suddenly are starting to have value assigned to them that they never saw before. But what I think what it says about the Apple's brand internationally is that this is a company that essentially is the GM of today, right? This is the most dominant company in how people think about business both in America and overseas. And what they do has tremendous impact on not only how international economics works, but on how people think about international economics.
Well, it's also, you mentioned GM, maybe the better analogy would be Ford, in the sense that the way products are manufactured in Apple is setting a model for manufacturing all over the world. How is that going to change here?
I think what's going to change is that we're just going to see, you know, there was a period where basically you could dream something up, you could send it to send plans to China and get it built within, you know, a couple of weeks. We're starting to see that shift, where the labor conditions that we demand in the West and we demand in other places are starting slowly to be implemented in China. This isn't to say that people in China are earning anything near what people in the United States earn, or that working conditions are anywhere near like U.S. working conditions. But this is how economic development works, is that you start off with things that are really harsh and they get progressively better until eventually people can go to factories and be assured that they're not going to be injured or have a terrible life.
Is there an inflationary spiral in that development process that you're talking about there?
There potentially is, but the thing is that for electronics, labor is such a small portion of the cost of electronics. You know, hiring people is tiny compared to the cost of buying microchips. So, yes, Foxconn is going to have to hire tens of thousands of more people. It's going to cost them potentially hundreds of millions or billions of dollars a year to implement the plan that they announced yesterday. And that means that Apple and other companies are going to have slightly smaller profit margins or charge customers more. But in terms of are you going to suddenly see the price of your iPad double? Probably not. That has much more to do with hardware costs than it does to do with labor costs.
Finally, the series that the New York Times ran on working conditions inside China, you referred to it before. You taking any sort of responsibility, a sense of a journalistic job well done over there at the Times? And do you think you're going to be allowed to see the changes take place and report on further stories?
I'm hoping that we are allowed in. You know, it's not our job to say whether we caused the changes or not. It's just our job to find the facts, and then, you know, all change has numerous complicated inputs.
And numerous possibilities for more stories. The humility there of the New York Times and Charles Duhigg, New York Times business reporter and author of The Power of Habit. Thanks so much, Charles.
Thank you.
What's your reaction to the changes at Foxconn and the idea that Chinese workers are going to be paid more and have fewer working hours? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.